weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you're listening. It's May 29th, right? 30 days have September, April, June, and November. So there's 31 days in May. Correct. See, I got that right. And you know what we're here to do? Talk about, you know, the market, the economy, and jobs and unemployment and taxes and deficits and spending and scams and shams and Mueller and all that stuff. Hope you've been listening, because we're always pointed with our comments and with the markets. And there's some crap going on right now. But before we do that, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button and go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our articles and all that stuff. If you'd like to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button, press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you, or the email service, 1 month free, 1 month free, 1 month free. Right there at GaryK.com. You know, the thing that says convictionleaders.com. Go check it out. Now, I don't want to bore me, so I'm not going to bore you. So I'll be brief, and I'll be quick. And, you know, the market opens up crappy today, and, you know, and then we hear out of nowhere that Mueller, you know, the head of that investigation, is going to have a meeting at 11 a.m. a press conference without the press, just to discuss his findings. I'm like, why would he do that? I have no idea. Why would he do that? I mean, it's already out and all that. And we're moving on. Well, he had his little thing, and I think it took about 10 minutes. He didn't take any questions. And I've got to tell you something. Just my opinion. Just my opinion. I guess I'm paraphrasing here, but Mueller said about President Trump, he couldn't find enough evidence to rule out guilt. What? What in blue hell does that mean? Not enough evidence to rule out that Trump was not guilty of obstruction of justice and all that crap. And I'm thinking to myself, if I'm President Trump, I'm like, screw you, pal. And I, Gary Kaltbaum, thinking to myself, what? What? Now, I know what they're saying. Well, you can't indict a sitting president. Something to that effect. Okay, fine. But what is that? By the way, you could have still charged him. You could have said, we believe that is obstruction of justice. But he wimped out. But he did say not enough evidence to rule out guilt. And I'm thinking to myself, is that our system? Or is this like what they do in Nigeria or whatever countries? Because I always thought, and I know it's not a court of law, but innocent before guilty. And we're not there to rule out guilt because of no evidence. We're there to find guilt if there is evidence. And that's supposed to be, last I looked, cut and dry. Because it seems to me Bob Mueller's nickname should be Shades of Gray. Because what he did in essence is he gave the middle finger to Trump and the green light to, you know, the impeachment crap, which I'll talk about in 1 minute. So I pretty much hear, and on TV when I'm on Fox, left the dude alone to do his bidding. While the right has been putting him down and the left has been kissing his butt, I kept saying, well, what are we even talking about? Let's wait till it's all said and done. Well, now that it's really all said and done, this is a complete farce and is indicative of the farcity. Not enough evidence to rule out guilt. What the hell does that mean? So what I do believe he did, again, is he gave the green light to the wimps in the Socialist Party. Why am I calling them wimps? Here's my prediction. And it's just a prediction, it's just a guess. I could be wrong. There ain't going to be no impeachment proceedings. Do you know why? Oh, that's right. November 3rd, 2020, the next election. Now, I read today some idiot said the only way they can beat Trump is if they do impeach him. No, Gary says the only way you beat Trump is if you don't impeach him, because let me tell you what happens. If you impeach him, it will be seen as nothing more than a partisan move. And it's going to piss off a lot of people in the middle. And that's that. Now, of course, there's 523 days to the election. The market can crap out. The economy can crap. Believe me, the economy can. Hey, you Trumpsters out there, don't think for a second the economy won't crap out if it doesn't want to. Remember, $22 trillion of debt, trillion-dollar yearly deficits, and asset bubbles that continue to be propped up by a pliant central bank here and around the globe. So don't think for a second that the bubble cannot burst next week and the party's over and Trump go bye-bye. But all things being equal, if not much changes, I think the president is sitting around saying, go ahead, impeach me. Seriously. I think he actually would love to be impeached to use it against them. And leave no doubt about them. They got nothing going. What did they do for anybody? We're going to tax you more. We need more rules. We need more regulations. We need more fees, fines, mandates, and rules. Oh, and that climate change. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. The climate is changing. And we'll stop it. You see those tornadoes? We'll stop those tornadoes. So anyway, just wanted to talk about that before we get into the rest of the show. Will be market. Not enough evidence to rule out guilt? Where in blue hell do we get something like that? Oh, that's right. Here. It should never have been even said that way. That should have never even been brought up. There had to have been an agenda behind bringing that up. We move on. Up next, full market wrap. Icky market wrap. And much more. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the...
Powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. No, really, and welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, I'm your host. Thanks for being with us today. Hey, the market wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Well, I must say, the numbers at the close were a lot better than early. Dow down 221. In the Dow today, Boeing down 6. Remember what I have been telling you about Boeing. I know they rallied it up a few days. They hit it. They rallied it up a few days. People get all excited. Had a couple of analysts come out on the up days saying, oh, this is it. We just simply been telling you we worry about how long this is going to take and the cost. And now we are hearing, very simply, it's going to take longer than expected. So we just think you just, not yet. When Boeing gets past this, and it may be a year, maybe 6 months, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 months, we'll know it. There'll be accumulation in it. Haven't seen any accumulation whatsoever. What else? Johnson & Johnson down almost 6. Something about a lawsuit. And not sure it's good news when you get some of these reactions. Dollar losers, American Express, Chevron, Disney, Home Depot, Microsoft, 3M, Travelers. $2 were Nike. On the upside, there was nothing. Sorry. Absolutely nothing. We were down 400. We were down 100. We rallied back. Of note, semiconductors were up today, but in the early part of the day, Cypress Semi supposedly is going to put itself up for sale. I just think that's oversold and extended to the downside. I wouldn't put too much credence in it. Retail. Costco gets a downgrade, drops 6. Abercrombie and Fitch, symbol ANF, get this, down 660 today to 18 bucks. That's a big percentage loss. Yesterday was, or 3 days ago, Foot Locker drops from 52 to 42. Today on no news, and they report tomorrow, Lululemon, been a leading stock, down 12 today to 161, volume 2x average. They were just taking out the pitchfork on retail stocks today and just sticking them in the back. And then you had a bunch of HUBS down 10. Workday down 10. Mercado Libre, M-E-L-I, down 27. It's a $500 name. Shopify, been a leader, up 10, down 10. VEEV, down 5, but is up 9 in the aftermarket on earnings. And just a lot of threes and fours. ZEN, ZS, MDB, Adobe, down 5. CyberArk, CYBR, down 5. Just real icky crap, ladies and gentlemen. It's the best way I can put it. The 10-year yield down to 2.236, the 30-year, 2.673. And I know what you're hearing. I was on TV today with somebody who said, oh, we're going to go much farther down. We're going into recession. And, you know, I'm not going to challenge the guy on TV, but all I'm thinking to myself, yeah, how do you know? What I did was my usual, saying, listen, we're in a bearish phase right now of unknown price and time, probably more to go. There's no doubt this is signifying a slowdown, whether or not recession's another story. But leave no doubt. You don't get this happening and the economy's accelerating. It's decelerating. And I suspect within the next 2, I'll give it 3. If this continues, central bank's going to lower rates. Powell's going to lower rates. And guess what? Because he can. You do not need to have a Fed funds rate at 2.5%. When you're under 2.25 on the 10-year, it's supposed to be the other way around. So he actually can go to 2% and be in line. Now, as you know, I hate these central banks. I hate the easy money. But the interesting part of the equation is these long yields keep coming down, and beats the heck out of me why. I have no clue. And as I'm looking around, just Ulta Salon down 13 today, Amazon 17. It was yicky. FLT, Fleetcor down 8, Equinix down 8. By the way, these are the strong names in the market. Intuit down 6. So just Google down 20. I'm just looking around. So remember what we've been telling you for a couple of weeks. Just be patient here. There's leadership. There's definite leadership. But anything breaking the 50-day has to be up for review. There's still names that are very strong. And, you know, these are the ones we're going to continue to watch. Because if they can't slam them in a bad market, if the market turns, they'll lead them up. They'll be the leaders. But right now, quite dubious. And all this is happening in the end of month period where supposedly, where the big money paints the tape, which is illegal, so it doesn't happen. 2 days left to try and stop the bleeding. I'm sure they will. And I take that back. I think they will. Because that's what they do. So that's kind of the generalities of what we're seeing. Up next, we're going to do a little bit of the specifics, to tell you where everything is, what area that's vitally important. We're going to read the new highs and new lows to you, and beyond meat, plant-based meat, that and much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the...
A breakthrough in hearing aid technology is here. Go to biztalkeargo.com to learn more. biztalkeargo.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. So I'm getting emails already on what I talked about Mueller, and I got one email that's a very good question. So Gary, what do you think Mueller would have done if he definitively could say that Trump committed a crime? Well, let me tell you what he would have done. You know when you're at the beach with your family and those airplanes come around with the thing in the back that says buy Bush beer or something, or concert at the mall tonight? That's what Mueller would have done. If there was real hard evidence, he would have spelled it out like there's no tomorrow. He would have gone out with a blaze of glory. That is my other point that I should have made. Not enough evidence to rule out guilt. No. Guilty or not, that's all. So that's why I now have it in for this guy, Mueller, who I was keeping my fingers crossed was not a doofus. Anyway, so yeah, if there was hard freaking evidence, it would have been big bold letters and gigantic font. Anyway, just my thought. All right. Few tidbits. Beyond Meat. So I think I mentioned this company a few times now because it's been a strong IPO. And I'm pretty sure at around $80, I said to you the valuation's a joke. I'm pretty sure I did. Because it was like $4.5 billion market cap for a company that sells plant-based meat and loses money and has $80 million in sales. How do you have a $4.5 billion market cap with $80 million in sales and lose a ton of money? Well, it's no longer $80, it's $97.5. Closed at a new all-time high today and now has a market cap of $5.7 billion. I will tell you this. I'm reading stories that, how do I put this best? Wherever the meat goes, it's sold out. That's what I'm reading. German grocer Lidl immediately sold out of Beyond Meat burgers in its launch. Simple as that. I have the article right here. Lidl, Startet, Vukov, Von, Beyond Meat, Bergen, Dessin, so forth, Ausverkauft. I just read German to you. Anyway, I hope it was, I hope there weren't any curse words in there. No, it couldn't have been. It's from an article. So anyway, I mean, that's the story. And let me repeat, it's a joke. But jokes can last quite a while on Wall Street. Heck, Bitcoin has more than doubled from the lows. And man, you should see the debates I get with people on Bitcoin. They still forgot it's down 60-some-odd% from the high still, and most of the coins are down 90 to 100%. Anyway, I don't know what to tell you with Beyond Meat except to say, I think it's probably gone higher just on Mo. You know what Mo is. No, not Mo, Larry, and Curly. Why, you, I'll myrtleize you. No, it's got momentum. Anything. And if it goes over 100, usually there's a rule, if it goes over 100, it's going to 110. I'm not telling you what to do with it. Next. gold and silver. You know, I don't think there's a day that goes by that I get the question, so when do you think gold is finally going to wake up? My answer is, I don't know. But what I will tell you is all these people that keep telling you about it, they obviously haven't mentioned to you that gold is still down. 30 some odd percent from 2011. Now, it's tradable. If you bought some in September and October, you're up 8-9% from the lows. But if you bought it in, you know, July of 2016, you're down 10% in almost 3 years. We just not ready. Next, weed. You know, weed. Marijuana. Meshamacan. They continue to break down all the weed stocks, and we told you to stay away. Our best call, obviously, was when Tilray, T-L-R-Y, was running up in a climactic move to $300 last September. That day it closed at... It hit 300 that day and closed at 214. We told you that day at the close, this thing's going to 10. Well, it's 40. It ain't worth 40. And of course, we had some new names pop up. Canopy Growth, CGC. Which, by the way, has pretty strong revenue growth. But it's breaking down now. And we would just avoid most of the weed stocks. All the weed stocks right now. How about that? How's that? There was another one, APHA. Hit 12, is now 7. I don't need to do any others. Well, what's the MJ? There's one MJ. 45 was the high. It's now 32. It's kind of like an ETF for weed. So we just be careful with those two. Next, Uber reports earnings tomorrow. I have absolutely no clue what they do and what they say, except to tell you they're still losing a lot of money. I read that every time they pick somebody up and drive them somewhere, they lose 58 cents. What a business model. And you know I believe it's a scam that they're going to do this, you know, cars without any drivers, right? You know I believe that's a con, right? You ever getting in a car with no driver? Seriously. Any of you ever getting on the LIE in a car with no driver? You ever going to drive from Denver to Vail through the mountains with no driver? Any of you? Seriously? I'm not. I think that's the industry trying to con us. There's no way. Now, if we start turning the highways, you know, they used to have this ride at Disney World where you get in the car, but it was on a track, the raceway. But it's on a track. It's not free-flowing, and you can only go a certain miles an hour. Absent that, there ain't going to be none of that. Could be here and there. And I ain't going near any of those cars. Retail. I mentioned it earlier. Man, oh man, oh man, kids. When you have a chance, go look at the chart of Kohl's. New yearly lows. Go look at the chart of Nordstrom's. New yearly lows. Go look at a chart of Macy's, new yearly lows. Go look at a chart of Dick's Sporting Goods, getting close to new yearly lows. Go look at Abercrombie & Fitch with Crumble today, getting near new yearly lows. Was it new yearly highs about 3 weeks ago? I mentioned Lululemon out of nowhere, down 12. I got news for you. I could have owned Lululemon before today was acting so well. Psh! And tomorrow's earnings. And again, I have no clue what those earnings are going to be and what the reaction's going to be. All I know is they are just beating the hell out of retail. Dillard's, new yearly low. Foot Locker, new yearly low. No S Retail, up next. What else? I'll have what else. Up next on Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Call.
Business Talk online at biztalkradio.com. You're listening to.
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Da, 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 da. Thanks for being with us today. New low list, you ready? Kraft Heinz. Gary, what is wrong with Kraft Heinz? The stock has gone from 65 down to 28 and change in the last 10 months. Accounting irregularities, and they were supposed to come out with earnings a few weeks ago and can't. No, really. Kraft Heinz did this gargantuan merger, and something's up. That's all I can tell you. And I must tell you my sympathies, because a company like this is not supposed to go from 65 down to 28 and change. It's supposed to be a boring, stodgy, slow boat food company. Don't know. Next, I want to mention also recently, Kellogg. What's wrong with Kellogg? New yearly low has gone from 75 to 52 in the last 8 months. Earnings down 15% last quarter, the quarter before earnings flat. That'll do the trick. They do make very good cereals, though. And I do want to let you know also that other consumer staples that were holding up, they're starting to come after now. So careful. Careful. They're coming after a little bit. The utilities right now, that was holding up too. They're coming after some REITs. They were holding up also. So they're getting a little bit of everything right now. And you know what that means to you? Careful. Just careful time. Can this turn into something big? Sure. Could it stop dead in its tracks in the next few days to the downside? Sure. But, day by day. Now, what happened today that could be of importance? The S&P is holding the 200-day moving average. Now, the S&P went down and undercut the 200-day moving average for one day in March and got right back above it the next day. Today, it undercut it during the day and finished above today. That's important. So far. The NASDAQ did the same. Of course, the problem is the Russell 2000, the transports. They've all been smacked smithereens. And the Dow is below everything also. Though the Dow did reverse about 200 points today. Just leave no doubt, it's ickier. Ickier. I-C-K-I-E-R. It's ickier. New lows, you ready? Kraft Heinz, Mylan. The generic drug stocks are getting whacked, the investigations. Tesla, Newell Brands, Office Depot, American Airlines, 3-year low. Goodyear Tire, Walgreens. Nice job putting that in the Dow. Urban Outfitters, Weight Watchers, Steel Dynamics, TripAdvisor, Michael Companies, Myriad Genetics, Fossil, J.B. Hunt, a trucker, new yearly lows. Werner Enterprises, a trucker, new yearly lows. Pan American Silver, what I tell you about silver and gold. F5 Networks, BJ's Restaurants, MoneyGram International, LogMeIn, Stamps.com, Century Aluminum. New yearly lows. You know? Just letting you know. Teva Pharmaceuticals, Halliburton, JCPenney. Canada Goose Holdings down 15 today to $34. They have those goose, the Canada Goose jackets. My kids have them. They love them. Kroger, Occidental Petroleum, U.S. Steel, Macy's, Gap, Bank of New York Mellon, Marathon Petroleum, Foot Locker, Tapestry Inc., Kohl's, Allergan, Pitney Bowes, Deutsche Bank, GameStop, Archer Daniels Midland, Dow, Mosaic, National Oil Well, Pent Air, Kellogg, 3M, Juniper Networks, Nordstrom's. These are New Yearly Lows, kids. UBS Group, International Game Technology. Guess, no guess. R.R. Donnelly, Dean's Foods. DaVita Corp, Lion Del Basil. Rite Aid, Alcoa, Peabody Energy. See, I'm making a point here. State Street Corp, Commercial Metals, Barnes & Noble. Wolverine Worldwide, say that 10 times fast. Big Lots, Brunswick, Vishay Intertechnology, Camping World. Anyway, we're just letting you know. Symptomatic of a market that is weakened. And let's just hope this is just a real crappy correction that runs its course soon and turns back up. The worries? Yields. The worries, Trump / tariffs. Not worried about impeachment. Doesn't mean a thing to me. Just heed what we're telling you. If things change, we'll let you know. Until tomorrow, I'll have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night-night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio.